And earlier in the week, I was very lucky indeed to catch up with another great front row Union stalwart, Mark Regan. 46 caps for England he got, one for the British Lions as well. And he and I previewed the amazing match, which is on the cusp now, England against South Africa. That interview is coming up any second now.
Berylyn Sports.
Yes, indeed, this is Berylyn Sports. And earlier in the week, as I mentioned, I caught up with ex-England star Mark Regan. He and I began by questioning the wisdom behind Eddie Jones, England coach, having co-captains. An unheard one for me. I'm not sure I'm a fan. Neither was Mark. These are our thoughts ahead of England, South Africa.
Transition for Farrell to go straight in at captain. I understand they do... They train a lot together. They obviously they are bedroom partners when they're on tour. They've got a very good friendship amongst themselves, but you know, I wouldn't have thought Martin Johnson would be very pleased myself to be sharing it along with the likes of Dlali or Back.
You know, like I say, that's exactly the point that I had in mind, that, you know, that Jono, you know, he was just that man. And again, that World Cup winning team, and it takes a team of generals to actually be victorious. I totally get that. But yeah, I've got this image in my head of them sort of bickering. Do we go for the post? Do we kick? I don't know. I'm not liking it so far.
Yeah, you're right. Look, they're level-headed people. They're two players. Great players. Don't get me wrong. Martin Johnson, one of those guys, just turn around and he'd look at you and he'd go, right, yeah, we're ready. It was one of those guys didn't really say too much. Not too sure what goes on in the changing room when Dylan Hartley's in there with Fowler. And if you look at each other thinking, well, aren't you going to say something? Or is it up to me? Or, you know, whether or not they've already organised that as and when to speak. And it's all about small chat and not lots and lots of chat. Just the small chat you need in the changing room when you're about to go out and play. I don't know. They obviously get on very well on this, and sounds to me that they've been trying to prime this for quite a while, for these co-captains.
Absolutely. I mean, I guess perhaps it's just an evolution of how you used to have a captain and a pack leader and what have you. I'm intrigued to see how it pans out. One thing that is for sure, though, Mark, and I'm sure you'll agree, with less than a year to the World Cup, this England team, under Eddie Jones, which started with aplomb, I mean, he was on the cusp of a world record number of consecutive wins for England, but it has been a little bit of a muddy ride of late. A mediocre Six Nations, obviously getting beaten by South Africa, who we faced on Saturday on their turf in the tour recently. Pressure under Eddie Jones, do you feel as though he knows where he's at, less than a year away from the World Cup?
Huge amount of pressure. Honeymoon period's over. He's taken over a good crop of players, taken over a very good foundations as well, depending on part and what the RFU can offer the players and their condition, etc. Taken over a very good team. Other sides have found out how we're playing a little bit more. Let's take into account that there's been a lot of injuries. And also, people seem to be trying to get on Eddie's back a little bit. I'm staying off of it.
Sure.
I think he's still a very, very good coach. Stats don't lie. You know, one or two losses, okay, isn't going to hurt too much. We can build from that. As long as they're learning along the way. The next four games, let's say, we will learn a hell of a lot more about this England side and what they can produce in the World Cup. We've got the three big superpowers coming to Twickenham. Couldn't ask for anything better before the World Cup. We'll find out a little bit more. I could be on his back, or I could be one of his massive, huge supporters, as I was for the last 3 years he's been involved.
You don't become a bad coach overnight, do you? I think it's important we keep the faith, as you say there. You mentioned that, and it is, again, let's not kind of make any excuses ahead of the fact, but it is a fact to say England have had savaged by injury. Again, Mark, described yourself in the preamble as a hooker supremo. Fair statement, but I'm intrigued to get your take on the respective front rows. England's looks very callow to me. Alec Hepburn, we mentioned Hartley and Kyle Sickler, and Malcolm Marks, the man in the middle, the hooker for South Africa, described by a Knight of the Realm and World Cup winning coach Clive Woodward as the best forward in the world right now. Do South Africa, do you feel, have the edge in that crucial front row battle, or what do you think is going to happen on Saturday?
Slight edge, definitely got a slight edge there. There's no Dan Cole. and there's no Macapolos, and obviously we know Milo's giving it an end of the day for him. But I do see it'd be tough up front. Hartley's no mug himself. He's a good scrummager, and there's two young players there, good players, and they're on merit, to be fair. Stinkler's playing pretty well, and so does Hepburn. He plays exceptionally well for his club at the moment. And these guys deserve a go. And you've got to remember, they're young, they're angry, and they're fit.
Absolutely.
They can't wait to get there and play their part for England. We know he's an experienced front row, but then Hartley's in the middle of that, and he ended up having a crucial role to play, let alone, you know, he's leading the team out as well, called captain. He'll have a huge part to play, massive part to play. I'm expecting him to stay on a lot longer than 45 minutes or 50 minutes this weekend, that's for sure, against a very, very powerful South African pack. As well as you look at the whole of their pack, their experience quite through. They beat New Zealand this year, nearly pushed them all the way as well at the end of the championship there. Our back row's inexperienced too, but we've got two great second rows. Right,
the Saracens pair, the Saracens pair. I'll tell you what, yeah. I think there is a moment now for those to really lay their marker down as the way England are going in that second row. They know each other's game so well in the engine room. Itoje's been around, it feels like, for a lifetime, but still so young. Yeah. A real chance for that young man, I think, to be the world star he was born to be.
Definitely. If you take the Lions tour away, he was fabulous in that Lions tour. Absolutely wonderful. They both played in a test match to start with, and obviously there's so much competition, Cruz didn't get the second go. But you look at that, I told you now, he didn't have a particularly fantastic season last season, but I'll tell you, these Lions tour take it out of you, and they really do ruin you. And sometimes you can read your own press, and you can get carried away. I think this year now, those two really got to step up to the mark, and England will be looking to the Itoje and Cruz hugely for this weekend. They got to step up. There's no Rob Shaws anymore.
Yep.
There's no Cole, and there's no Villoponos. They've got to really look around now and think, hang on a minute, I'm the one who's bordering on 40 caps. The front row in front of me, the two props have only got like 10 caps amongst them, and the back row got less than that.
Yeah, only so 10 caps really in the back row. You're dead right.
Really step up to the mark and really put a marker down. And I'm looking at that sort of area, the engine room, to really perform. There's got to be everywhere. And you look at the Curry, that young Curry there, yeah, he had a great tour down in South Africa, and he deserves his chance.
Absolutely. I rate the young man, actually, Curry. I think he's... We've been lacking for many a moon, almost, I would argue, since Baki, a bona fide open side. And that young man, Mr. Curry, I think is in that mould. It'd be interesting to see.
Well, you have that one, and Underhill as well. Another one is a magnificent open side, but unfortunately injured.
Yeah, I mean, it's exciting when you put it like that, that the prospects for England going forwards, but obviously this is now about the here and now. I'll tell you what I'm excited about the prospect of is Mr. Tuilagi coming off the bench. When players are tired, he's been on bulldozing form of late for his club, Tigers. England will be looking for him to really lay that marker down for his first cap probably since, 2016.
Yes, it would be. We've spoken about the forward pack, and we know it's going to be a physical up front, and you've got to win that battle against South Africa. You know what way they're going to go, South Africa. They're not going to try and run around you. They're going to try and run through you and just bludgeon the hell out of you. But I'm excited by this back line. You look at Farrell. Farrell's coming in. He's a tough nut, he is, mine. And then obviously Young's is back in form now. He's playing exceptionally well. Tio played 30 minutes this year for Worcester, I understand, only, and now he's playing in a test match.
Bit of a risk, would you say, Mark?
That's exciting. Sorry.
Bit of a risk, would you say, given the lack of rugby he's played?
Yeah, but it all depends what he likes at training. At the moment, you know, what can he do? He'd play for what, 50, 60 minutes? You never know with Eddie Jones. You might take him off earlier than that, but then you've got Tuilagi to come on, haven't you?
Sure thing.
And then the options you've got, if people have a bit of a nightmare in midfield, you can then bring forward on and move Farrell across. It's just, you've got every base covered, to be fair. And I like the way that Newell's back. It's Newell on the wing. I really like him. And then obviously you've got the fullback who's a very good talent.
Do you know what? Daly really is, I think, one of those players that you could play anywhere in the back line, can't you? He's just so well-versed and so accomplished. And he's like one of the marks of all great players, I think. Some reason, doesn't strike me as the fastest player on the pitch, but seems to have more time on the ball than many other players.
Fantastic. Yeah, he's a good young talent, and we know. And I'm excited by the back line. You know, Johnny May, I wasn't really a great fan, but you know, he's a finisher. And that's what you want as wingers to finish tries off. to finish off moves, to score tries and be powerful, has really impressed me as of late.
Hey, I'll tell you what, Mark, you've got my mouth watering. I'm excited for this one. Obviously, as we say, it's a dangerous South African team, a South African team on the up and up. With that, as you pointed out, historic victory, the first time they beat New Zealand in New Zealand since 2009 under Erasmus. They are on the up and up, but they are coming to Twickenham. Would you say that England need to set a marker and are going to win on Saturday? What's your prediction?
Well, first off, they've written a few South African outstanding players. I understand the scrum half's not available. De Kock, I think, due to the Premiership ruling. And I see England winning. England got to win 3 out of 4 this series, and this starts off with 1 out of 1 this weekend. I expect England to win by 10 points.
Mark, I tell you what, I really appreciated picking your brains this evening. You've really set the scene wonderfully. Thank you for joining us on Verum Sports again.
Thank you.
And I wish you...
look forward to it myself.
It's going to be special. It's going to be a special autumn. Thanks again, Mark.
Thank you very much.
Mark Regan there, ex-England man. 46 caps for England and 1 for the British Lions. Unpicking the action, it's underway at Twickenham now. Just one quick thing to know. Eagle-eared listeners will have heard us praise the potential start off the bench there to Tuilagi. He's out again, injury ravaged. They're hoping he's going to be back for New Zealand, but the man is out for this game today. That does mean, though, that ex-Surrey star Chris Ashton comes into the bench. And he is actually the top scorer, the top try scorer in the England squad with 19 tries from 39. Could he be a difference maker today? Mark Regan, it was a pleasure to chat to you. Thank you very much indeed. And he was back for his second serving of Verum Sport.